Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
Stop yelling at me.
You have fought valiantly.
My God.
Anyway.
Oops. Eat your heart out.
Please clap.
No more comments.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here. A lot of stuff to get to. In review of yesterday, which I think I'm accurately declaring it the sorting hat of stupid. You've been told since you were three, don't look at the sun. So most of us did not. We mastered that, but we were told all day not to. And then some of the dimmest national anchors who've been saying, and scientists warn you, don't look at the sun. Then on live TV, looking at the sun. The ABC anchors, the ABC World News Tonight anchor, David Muir, and then his Friday and weekend fill-in, Lindsay Davis, as the light comes back, as the sun comes back, they take their glasses off and they keep looking up. And it was so funny. And by the way, so overnight, Trump and Lindsey Graham are fighting. They broke up because Lindsey Graham wanted Trump's abortion clarification to be a little more national banny than it was.
People do like it, I must say.
And so Lindsey went at him, and I don't have I can get him and read him, but Trump in a very over-the-top Trumpy way, is pointing out that Lindsey is only a senator because Trump endorsed him and other inconvenient things if you're Lindsey Graham right now. And he pants him, and it's totally true on that. And I won't read it to you, but it's there. This is new. Do we all know how the moon works? Do you know why on a full moon where that light is coming from? Does everyone understand that's the sun's reflection on the moon? I can't assume anything at this point.
It's science.
For the record, Sonny Hostin, the co-host of The View, is a news person. She thought that cicadas just lie dormant in trees for 100 years, and that the earthquakes woke them up. On the East Coast, and that the eclipse is somehow connected to those other two events.
And believe it or not, coyotes.
They're all connected to global warming. And she's a lawyer, we find out, which just proves that anyone can be a lawyer. And Kim Kardashian's a lawyer. So now we're about to learn that anyone can be a congressman from Texas like Sheila Jackson Lee. And that's important for young girls to see a woman grow up and be in a powerful position and know it all. So anyway, I say this because she was given the mic before a school assembly out on a soccer field in her home district outside of Houston. And she's given the mic to help the kids understand why we explore space and what's about to happen and the whole thing. But just to get you all on the same page, you all know that when the sun is free of the Earth's shadow completely, then it's a full bright moon on a clear day, clear night, and that's where the moon's luminescence comes from. Right? Okay, I just want to make sure that if she happens to be in this district, then she hears that. But here she goes. Take it away, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Unique light and energy, so that you have the energy of the moon at night, and sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle.
Okay, let me just pause. Right now, the moon emits zero energy, except reflected light that the sun bounces off of it. But I can confirm it's a full rounded circle in a full moon. So there's There's the Wolf Moon and those other various named moons and things. Anyway, I'm sure she goes on and explains further.
Which is made up mostly of gases.
Wait, what?
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Okay, so important safety tip, kids. And I'm sorry if she's going too fast.
Quite a theory.
I'll repeat it so you can, if you're taking notes. But I mean, I've got to think in her head, she's thinking, I'm making crap up now. I wish the moon would eclipse the sun already. And this is the warm-up act for the eclipse.
The moon is more manageable. And you will see you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Even though it's made of gas?
Houston, we have a problem.
So that's the shot. So now the chaser. Just a reminder, I did have the insightful question about if it's cloudy, can we see it from yesterday? So let me just warm me up with this one.
Oh, so if it's a cloudy day, you miss it, right?
If it's a cloudy day, you miss it, yeah.
Okay, there they go. Important safety tip. And just to my fellow broadcasters, you know, these things are on. The camera's
hot
on.
Hot mic, Mika.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, I would have bounced that off a producer, an assistant producer before the break. Can you ask him, out there? If it's cloudy, can we see it?
She'll read anything you put on that teleprompter.
So I don't know this cast of geniuses. I only see them on low lights. But Whoopi Goldberg is the queen bee. The setup of The View is that Whoopi Goldberg is the queen bee. Mm-hmm. Joy Behar is the alleged ex-comedian.
Comic relief.
And she's way smarter than everyone else. And then
who's the token conservative?
I thought they have gone through too many.
Okay.
And then remember, Rosie O'Donnell was the genius who was surprised that high temperatures could melt steel. the best comeback there was from the columnist Noah Goldberg, who said, I think, Rosie, you'll find that's how, in fact, they make steel. That's what she said. 9/11 was an inside job because never before has fire melted steel. And then she made a Lancito Asian joke and got kicked off and the whole thing. So now you have Sunny Hostin, it's Hostin, and she's a lawyer. And I've heard her on newsy products on ABC and things like that. Apparently, someone thought that beyond her good looks, very 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 good looks, there was something there. So let's find out about her tying up the return of the cicadas, the earthquake, and the apocalypse. It's all telling us something,
make
man.
It make sense.
We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake.
Down the
she ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas.
So she starts by mocking the makeup person who thought something else was happening. So she's making fun of someone else being dumb.
Cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Although I love for the first time in like
two different kinds of cicadas
are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
As I observed in the 6 a.m. hour, when you're being corrected by Whoopi Goldberg, you're having a bad day. And I don't know, I guess you get the audience that you deserve. Who would be in that audience not rolling their eyes so loud you could hear it? There should be a word for an eye roll. So anyway, now that she's all squared away, because, you know, she read a thing that the cicadas are either 7 years to 17 years, and so therefore they're entirely predictable because we've learned to add.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, make you know better.
In a way.
I will say all those things together, would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or
the
something
point.
Is really or something going is on.
Returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No. It
happens. The eclipse, they've known about the eclipse.
No, earthquakes are not due to climate change, Sonny.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Isn't that crazy? But, you know, it's really obvious why she has a job, because she doesn't break the TV. But I mean, I see that there was a really ignorant thing in California's Central Valley when I worked there. People would call some days earthquake weather, and they would retroactively, there would be a little, you know, a 6-1 or something, and they would retroactively say, yeah, it felt like earthquake this morning. No such thing.
Isn't it like red sky at night, earthquake take flight?
Yeah,
red
that's
sky
what it
in
is.
Morning, earthquake take warning or something.
So she's combining her hot take is the cicadas are coming back. There was an earthquake and now an eclipse. And you're telling me global warming doesn't exist? Stupid Republicans, take that, boomer. But so that goes down as far as I'm concerned, the wackiest exchange.
Sonny Hostin's follow-up comments to that.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah. But otherwise, hope you had a good eclipse. Not around here, anyway. So there's that. The cicadas. And we don't have those around here.
They look nasty. I Google machined them yesterday.
Yeah, I saw. There was something in Oklahoma that was really
They got
really
these
nasty.
Beady red eyes.
And that noise.
Oh, that noise. No, that's your phone.
You know what I found? That Google Pixel 8, they've included a button that can mute the phone. So all you got to do is go like that.
Are you happy about that?
I know. I wish I could have the last 6 months back. Well, speaking of Morgan Wallen doing stupid stuff on viral video, here's 45th. And 45th, just east of Dix, almost between I-5 and Dix on 45th. Yes, it's that season again in Seattle. It's viral video season. And these guys count on a couple things. They count on not being pursued. Check. They count on no department, certainly not the Seattle Police Department, being energetic enough to chase down the license plates and find out names and pin video, put faces to acts. And like Morgan, where was the Morgan Wallen thing? Memphis or Nashville or
Nashville,
something?
Yeah.
They have him PID'd, positively identified, throwing the chair off the 6-story building, landing right next to two cops. They have the providence on the chair from flight to landing.
He was just doing his best Bobby Knight impression.
And you give that to a prosecutor there. And they will charge you because it makes sense. There's no way to deny it. These guys, if some enterprising Seattle police intersection takeover season social viral video maven put that together, you put that on the desk of a Seattle City attorney, there's not going to be a prosecution. And the one concern about people on that neighborhood or in Ballard, where the actual intersection takeovers happen lately, this weekend there will be one on 15th, like there was last weekend, is that some of these idiots try to be so drifty on their YouTube channel or their TikTok or whatever that they're going to kill each other or themselves or kill themselves as they destroy your business. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie that I have some fake sympathy that I don't. If you screw around like this, you're asking for that because that's entirely predictable, like the next apocalypse. This is apocalypse of stupid. And if you do this, and by the way, that's my favorite thing when people are surrounding the car doing the donuts and they're getting really close to their cameras and
those
stuff.
Those are nominees for the Darwin Awards.
Because one of them happened at right across from, I want to say on 4th, 4th or 5th, right next to a broadcasting company across from the Space Needle. And some idiot got killed. And I mean, the cars are 2-ton pieces of steel. And the the moon is not made of gases, and it doesn't it doesn't reflect energy, or doesn't create energy.
A unique light and energy, so that you have the energy of the moon at night, and sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon. Is
so she's invented lunar panels. So you should put lunar panels on your house. But anyway, more astrophysics taught by Congress people. And this is, by the way, she's not going off notes. So this is off the top of her head. That's how the moon works. That it creates its own energy and light or something. And now you're going to see it. Someone's turned it off as it goes in front of the sun. I'm thankful that it was not a thing around here, because some of our local media, if they drew the short straw and they got eclipse duty, you're going to get the one reporter that explains how a murder hornet trap works, or how a bug trap works. And that whole thing. So, what we learned at 6 a.m. is that a young man in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Alexander Scott Mercurio, the 18-year-old from CDA, he was arrested Saturday, April 6th, in Coeur d'Alene for attempting to provide material support and resources to ISIS, specifically ISIS in the Khorasan, the Quranic name for the Pakistan-Afghanistan region. Who, by the way, the Taliban couldn't get rid of fast enough. They're busy doing genocide. They're throwing genocides at the ISIS-K. They've been using American weapons to fight ISIS-K. Only, unlike us, they have no rules, none whatsoever. And the world is not. They're accusing them of genocide or atrocities or whatever. According to the affidavit in support of the criminal complaint, Mr. Mercurio pledged his allegiance to ISIS and intended to commit attacks on its behalf. He planned to attack individuals at churches in Coeur d'Alene on April 7th, so this would have been Sunday, using weapons including knives, firearms, and fire. He had some pyro with him. So he was being trolled by a known asset that he didn't know was an FBI informant, because that's how the FBI works. And so what do they have on him? Because he didn't do anything. Well, he showed intent. He gathered the stuff, and that's all going to be part of the discovery that we're going to see. But a bad guy, something wrong with him. He ain't been right since Squirrel bit him, or whatever. Did he convert to Islam? I don't know. It doesn't seem like you can do that on the QT in Coeur d'Alene. You can't be a secret unless that's like the Coeur d'Alene way of being a rebel or something. I don't know. Across the Department of Justice and in my office, we have no higher calling than to protect our nation and our communities from terrorism. Along with our law enforcement partners, my office will always remain laser focused on this part of our mission. And this guy is guilty of being stupid as hell. But you just wait, because this is one state over. You just wait. This is going to continue the narrative. That at some point, this guy was a conservative Idaho guy. Something in high school, at Coeur d'Alene High School, he was voted most likely to be a MAGA ambassador or some. They're going to find something to pin this guy on right wingness or something. When I mean he's saying who he is, and so I'm going to believe him. If he Googled it and said I believe in that Mohammed guy or something, then fine. I'm going to take his word for it. But if he had acted, you know, there's no magazine capacity ban in Idaho. And if he wanted to bring fire with him or something, it could have been ugly. And so but that's why the FBI treads a fine line when they get somebody online trying to contact ISIS in Syria or whatever. They always arrest them at the airport, because why else would you be there? You buy a one-way ticket to Istanbul, and now we've got you for attempting to provide material support the whole thing. This is something that she should have maybe put this up before yesterday, but this is a woman describing her 2017 stupidity, where she had one of her eyes burnt Because she went to the Oregon eclipse.
Not an issue. The very next day I woke up. And I woke up on my, I think my, what is my right side? And I opened up my left eye to read on my phone. And I couldn't read every other word.
Now, what she did was she put one hand over her right eye and she looked up at the sun with the open left eye. Which is just, I didn't need to be told at three not to do that. Or ever in my life not to look at the sun. Even with just one eye.
And I stared at the sun for a good, like, 15 seconds. Didn't think anything of it. Not an issue. The very next day I woke up.
I mean, don't you get a clue when you accidentally stare at the sun? Doesn't it hurt? It hurts me.
Yes.
But 15 seconds with your hand covering the right eye. I mean, I got to say, times I've been fishing, you know, some of the worst sunburns you ever get are from the sun reflecting off of Lake Coeur d'Alene or Lake Ponderay or Lake Crescent or Lake Washington. Those are some of the worst sunburns you get. And you'll usually when you're fishing, you're wearing anti-glare shades so you can see in the water. But then at the end of the day, you get home and you're a raccoon tan and you're all burnt and stuff. All right. Well, so you're... checking the texting in just a second. We'll complete this thought, too.
What is different about this war than all other wars? If you ask the question, what is unique about this war? What is different about this war than all...
Coleman Hughes talking to Joe Rogan about the complexity of urban combat in the modern media landscape, too. Is what I would have thrown in there as well. Back in a second, 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770, and an update on some local news when we come back right after this, AM 770 KTTH.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Not the one they played last night.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they like updated it.
If they updated it, that's just...
I guess because Jim Nance is not on the broadcast anymore.
Is there nothing sacred?
But anyway, I am something KTTH. Time for a checking of your texting. And the Giant Buffalo Wild Wings by... I don't know what they call it now, where the Jailblazers play.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be Rose Arena.
That one place.
Anyway, it's closed because of the vagrants, vagrants and the poop and the whole thing. And the city of Portland saying, oh, it wasn't us, it's you. And they were like, no. Our patrons don't come here anymore because their windows get broken. And
not impressed.
858 says in LA, restaurants have just started charging security fees that are as high as 4.5%. Not kidding. Aren't you glad you tunneled out? That is an insane fee, and that's one reason to avoid that city and those kind of taxes. If Seattle ever does that, charging an excise fee just for the security you're giving me, then I'm gonna charge you. I'm gonna send you an invoice for one of those wing glove windows that the courteous car prowler broke on mine. So I recommend that for all car prowlers, by the way. 509 says, I've heard more intelligent, factual conversations between my four-year-old son and his friends. How is this stuff even greenlit by major TV networks? I watched Bill Nye, the Engineer Guy, Magic School Bus, and I'm now a scientist, but these people are actively making third graders dumber. I award them no points, and they may God have mercy on their souls. You know, I don't know what, for daytime TV, it's already a desert. I don't know how The View does. And I mean, I'm not going to tell women how to be insulted. They've invented that pretty well themselves. But I would be insulted if that was put in front of me. If it was, you know, if that was like the middle-aged single dad show or whatever, it would be a hell of a lot more interesting. But if there was someone that dumb on the show saying the cicadas, the earthquakes, now the eclipse, you're telling me there's not global warming?
We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake.
She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas?
Cicadas.
The cicadas are coming.
Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
So there you go. So, yeah, I don't know. But good observation. Thank you very much.
From the 206, I'm not totally up to speed on cicadas, but this year is the first time, Brian, in almost 200 years that the 7-year and 17-year cicadas emerge
coincide
at the same time.
That would be the most annoying sound ever. Is it, though? So there's that.
What does it all mean?
And you know what? I mean, like I said, I don't want to get historical tangency, but...
Yes, you do.
At the height. At the high tide, when Cortez was taking Mexico City, the Mexicans, as they were called at the time, the Aztecs believed in this, you know, mystical, corporeal, you know, magical world. They unveiled a guy dressed in a giant owl suit. He was mystically, the priest had said it was basically the A-bomb of the Aztec world. You send the Quetzal owl warrior out there, we win. Because in all the wars they'd had up to that point, the other side had surrendered. When guy dressed as an owl came out, they were so awe-inspired that they put their weapons down. And they said, well, that's it, we lose. And so guess what? They send the Quetzal owl out there. And you know that scene where Indiana Jones just shoots the sword fighter? That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, and Raiders of the Lost
Ark. And so the effectiveness of owl feathers against muskets, Spanish muskets, not so much.
That belongs in a museum.
I didn't get an insight into anyone's great introspection. I got insight into that one aspect of humans who are seeing something awe-inspiring that is entirely explainable. Getting overly, like the one ludicrous thing I read yesterday from the psychologist at the University of California, Irvine, about how in the past wars have stopped and things like that, that the eclipse just over North America would somehow change the nature of man or whatever. I mean, okay, you know what? Try sending a guy out in an owl suit.
See. I can hear Chief Seattle crying out to us.
See if that works. I mean, like I say, I will always defend Western culture, Western civilization, and say, you know why we know that? Because we wrote it down. We weren't sitting around a campfire passing it on in our oral tradition. And then in the time of the bald albino beaver, did the great shaking of the earth happen? And whatever. That's not history. The campfire story is what that is.
So, I thought the eclipse was pretty special.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
There's that. Yeah, and Coleman Hughes is a great budding intellectual, a great thinker, and a guy who doesn't believe, African American guy, grew up in Puerto Rican background, he believes in color blindness and believes that. That all the crap he bought in 2020 can be explained when you examine it a little closer.
Yeah, he's on the interview circuit promoting his new book, The End of Race Politics.
And you watch, one of the things the Democrats are afraid of is that their convention is in July or something in Chicago, that they're going to use the BLM model to claim victimhood. This is all because Genocide Joe continues to genocide the Gazan Palestinian genocide wanters and all that. So we'll get to that here in just a second. But can you imagine that at 3 a.m. outside of Nancy Pelosi's house? If you hear that, then this makes way more sense now.
And Rafa,
what he would do. But I'll tell you what he has been doing, and people should know this, and especially try to say this to all the people in front of my house in the middle of the night and the rest. The president has been advocating for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians.
And she doesn't mean the house in D.C. She means the house where, what's his name? What's her husband's name?
That one dude.
Frank Pelosi, whatever. But she means the Pacific Heights house that has Secret Service protection when she's there and not when she's not there.
Paul Pelosi.
So anyway, she's sounding personal there on that. And so this is from the Joe Rogan podcast. Coleman Hughes, who has a podcast himself, no military experience, but he's right about this, about the war in Gaza. He's 97% right about this.
What is different about this war than all other wars? If you ask the question, what is unique about this war? What is different about this war than all other wars? It's not the civilian death toll. The ratio of combatants to civilians is, I think it's better than the American armies was when we got ISIS out of Mosul. That was like 10,000 civilians dead to kill 4,000 ISIS. This is 19,000 civilians dead to kill 13,000. What's unique about this war, unlike every other war that I could think of, is you have an army in Hamas that has perfected the art of embedding itself, enmeshing itself with civilians so that you cannot hit them without hitting the people around them.
And I'll double down on this and tell him this. He's correct on this without even knowing it, because what we did in early 2004 and then in November 2004 in Fallujah, especially in November with Phantom Fury 2 and the Marine Corps and the Army cleared Fallujah, was we cleared the civilians out. You know why? Because none of the Al-Qaeda guys were Iraqis. They were fat Jordanians and spoiled Saudis, but they were not Iraqis. They came there to get their Kill an American safari on, and no one liked them. And so when we said, if you're here in town, we can't guarantee your safety. You can go north, you can go south, but you can get out of town. They were not blocked by these idiot fake terrorists. And Iraqis left. If they needed a truck or a ride, they got it, and they left Fallujah. So we depopulated Fallujah. It was way easier because these idiots didn't understand. They didn't think of forcibly keeping people in front of them the way Hamas has worked into their field manual on that. And so for the Israelis to do what they're doing, where you have a civilian population that's not even trying to escape, maybe they're in on the protection racket. I don't know. But why would any sane person stay there? Why did kids run around at 3? Why did parents allow their kids to run around Baghdad at 3 a.m. in the middle of a firefight? Well, because they didn't think anything bad would happen until something bad happens. But anyway, back with this.
Other armies have done this.
And what he's saying, nobody... but there are people that say this at MSNBC. It just doesn't get on the air. This is not the official narrative.
But none have perfected it to the extent that Hamas has. No army that I know of in military history has had 15 years to build 300 miles of tunnel underneath a city that they don't use to shelter the civilians, but they use to shelter themselves so that they can operate right under a kindergarten, right under a mosque. So this is a challenge no army has faced. And so that's what makes this war different.
And he's absolutely correct on that, that we did not only in a few situations were we interoperating with civilians on the battlefield that closely, like Sadr City. In general, we were dealing with empty cities, or we emptied the cities. And urban warfare is fairly new. And, you know, in the Civil War, there were no fights for Philadelphia, or... Atlanta. You burnt Atlanta as went through, but you didn't defend it. You didn't fight for it mainly because of the functionality of the weapons. Single shot weapons don't lend themselves. What's led to more city fighting in the past 110 years is smaller weapons being easily carried, maneuvered around the city. So it is fairly new, but that's a bit too. That's so esoteric. That could be on the Tuesday 10th break podcast today. I don't know. All right, we'll learn all kinds of stuff about the moon. We'll continue learning about the moon after the fact when we come back right after this AM 770 KTTH.
Lots of luck on this trip to the moon. I mean, I don't.
770 KTTH, Brian Suits here one last time. So yeah, 10th break on what Coleman Hughes was talking about on the Joe Rogan podcast today. That'll drop, as you kids say these days. And can we talk about, I for one am against being eaten by a grizzly bear.
I concur.
It's one of many reasons I don't confront them or mess around with where they're going to go or go into a national forest without a firearm, without a good argument on my side. But the Biden administration does want grizzly bears to eat us. And wait, what's his name again? Our friend from the station? Dan Newhouse. I think by now he's done a public meeting in his district, their 4th district, U.S. Congress, state of Washington.
Make sure to ask him that when we have him on the show Friday. Wait, what's your name again? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what do we call him? Grizzly Newhouse.
Yeah.
Or Grizzly Hayton Newhouse.
Apropos.
like that. And I imagine him to be like a Jeremiah Johnson mountain man kind of guy who could, if he wanted to. He could take a bar down. But they want you to be eaten by bears. And they have a place as apex predators, and all.
Perfection belonged to the bears.
The bears. So that's oh God, what's his name again?
Werner
Herzog. That's right. The bears. Der Bar in German. Amanda Knox facing a new slander trial in Italy. Why would you ever set foot in that country again? I mean, if you didn't have to. Do we extradite to Italy? Facing another trial for slander this week in Italy in a case that could remove the last legal stain against her 8 years after Italy's highest court threw out her conviction for the murder of her 21-year-old British roommate. At least she didn't write a kid's book about grief. She was 20 at the time, and we all know the story, and the Italians don't have the liability laws we do. You can't turn around and slap a lawsuit for a vexatious prosecution or something like that. You don't want lira anyway. But so there's that. So the one headline I just refused to click on today was social order could collapse in the artificial intelligence era, two top Japanese companies say. But I had to read it because I haven't seen yesterday's episode of Shogun. So when I get home today, I'll watch it. So I'm going to be immersed in Japanese culture. Telecommunications company NTT and leading newspaper Yomiuri Shimbun to issue a manifesto calling for new laws to restrain generative AI, which is what the EU has done as well, by the way. And so I just don't think we have lawmakers creative enough to see a potential problem when it becomes conversant, or what's the thing in Terminator? Skynet became conscious, self-conscious or whatever.
Right.
Self-aware. NTT, Nippon Telegraph and Telephone, and Yomiuri Shimbun Group Holdings newspapers made the proposal. Japan's largest telecom company said we need speedy legislation to restrain generative AI, saying democracy and social order could collapse if AI is left unchecked. And the manifesto is in Japanese, so can't read it and stuff. And but anyway, so I clicked on it. It was the headline there on Drudge. And I got because a friend of mine had bad information. The Dodgers have a pitcher, the other multi-gazillion-dollar Japanese guy, Yamamoto. Not related to the admiral that masterminded the Pearl Harbor surprise attack or led the Imperial Japanese fleet until he was shot down in his VIP plane. Not a relation. In fact, Admiral Yamamoto is not even related to the Yamamoto clan. He was adopted by them. So isn't that a, so I'm giving you Shogun Japanese fun facts.
And by the way, are we just sweeping the whole Ohtani gambling scandal under the rug at this point?
Because he gambled and threw his translator under the bus? Yes.
He's too big to fail, I guess. The CBS Sports headline just 2 hours ago, Ohtani won't let gambling scandal be a distraction.
Oh, well,
really?
Good.
Okay. Why wouldn't he want that?
He's got, 96 million other reasons to distract him. Just because he lost 4 million. Of those. But I mean, look, let's be honest. We're not, no one here is in the LA media. We're not going to be passed over and can't be fired. But there's that.
Did you see
can call it what it is.
That superstar singer performer Bruno Mars owes $50 million in gambling debt?
How?
This is endemic with famous people in America. Isn't Phil Mickelson a gambler? Did I get that wrong?
He lost a lot.
Yeah, John Daly, I think.
But they didn't have resident. They weren't doing resident performance in Vegas. I mean, John Daly could.
This
just sit there at a driving range.
Gobs and gobs of money these people are losing.
And it's getting easier and easier. And what's funny is, I mean, Bruno Mars will make that money back. Okay, I'm not worried about him eating ramen or Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, he's entered his ninth year of residency in Park MGM in Vegas.
It's the guy living month by month who's a gambling addict because he has an app because it's so easy to do. And it's never been sports betting, but besides sort of prop bets and sort of the sure things when I know you can't lose. That's one thing. But I'm never going to bet the last 10 bucks, hoping that, if I win, it's a 100-to-1 bet. I mean, as a joke, I put $5 on the Phoenix Cardinals to win the Super Bowl. Not a good $5 joke, I should say.
They didn't
say,
even play in the game. It was the Arizona Cardinals.
I know. That's true. Yeah, them too.
Your money was wasted.
So I really, with their son in jail for life, the Crumbleys are now facing their sentencing, and they're speaking to the victims. And I mean, I got to say, as a gun owner who does it right, locks them up and the whole thing, buying your son a gun, a weapon, when you already know he's got emotional problems, and then all of the detours, all the forks in the road that they missed on that very day, and just the fact that they wouldn't check for the whereabouts of the weapon, they wouldn't authorize the school to go ahead and search his backpack, or whatever. I mean, be better than that, because us, the smart people, the legal gun owners are going to be ones to pay the price. This is the mom.
We loved our son and each other tremendously.
They did separate trials, but now they're doing same day sentencing.
Our son had the best life we could give him, to grow up with traditions and experiences we had, to be the best person he could be. I know we did our best. The love I have for our son, mixed with regret for not seeing what was ahead, weighs heavily on me.
Well, you failed him. You failed him pretty badly.
I've been switching back and forth between cable news channels, and this case is now receiving hours of coverage this morning. Do you think it's because it's establishing a new precedent where there's a familial accountability with something like a mass shooter?
I hope that's what it is. I hope people pay attention to this, because what the parents of the four dead are dealing with is warning signs so egregious that these people are being held criminally responsible. And as they should, if you see the circumstances, I don't know anybody that would say, hey, emotionally goth, depressed, emotionally vulnerable 17-year-old son, why don't you have this Glock 26? And there's a distinctive thing when kids have fetal alcohol syndrome. There's a distinctive look. And like that kid, that barefoot bandit kid, had that, and his mom admitted to just endless habitual drinking when he was young, and it has to do with the wiring the brain as well. This kid absolutely looks like an FAS kid to me. I'll have to defer to experts on that one. I'm just an expert on the gases that make up the moon and the energy it gives. So, all right. Well, tomorrow is Wednesday, and so we'll be back here at 6 a.m. And I'll put up a 10th break, the subject being that the Israelis are not getting any credit for not doing a genocide, because this is not a genocide. But don't tell the White House that, because they have Netanyahu in their sights. Have a good day. Back tomorrow, 6 a.m., AM 770, KTTH.
Don't have a good day. Have a great day.
Goodbye.